Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How you doing? I know. It's late. I'm sorry. I've been busy. I usually do this on Tuesday, but hey, guess what? I was doing something fun. What was I doing? I was running my first show ever. That's what I was doing. That's right. I think I mentioned it a few weeks ago that I had finally got my own show at the Southern here in Charlottesville. It happened this last Tuesday, and it was a huge success. Standing room only. I mean, every seat filled. I had a bunch of great comics. It was an excellent show. And shout out to all the people that came out. Shout out to the comics that performed. And a special shout out to Andy Jim and Lindsay Doyer for actually letting me be the face of the new open mic show. Those guys, they run the place, and they saw me when I opened for Kyle Kinane back in February, and after the show, they were like, hey, man, we used to do comedy here, and we're thinking about bringing back the open mic, and they thought that I would be the guy, or I could be the guy, to do it. They had faith in me. It took a while. You know, I would email Lindsay every couple of months, hey, what's up with the mic? You know, they had a bunch of stuff going on, but he came through, man, and it was a huge success. And we're looking to improve on the show, make it bigger and better, and eventually move that thing into the big room. And we're trying to make the Southern, the Charlottesville premier spot for comedy. They've already done some great shows there. Lindsay's talked to me about some of the names that they're talking about bringing, and if they can bring at least half the guys that they've mentioned so far, that I can't mention yet because it's nothing written in stone. But if they do, man, I'm telling you, Charlottesville will be like a must stop for any comic on the East Coast. That's how dope that room could be. And with the lineup he's talking about getting over the next year or so, man, that place is going to blow up. And I'm just happy to be part of it. And I have to send one more very special thank you shout out to Kenny Wingle. Because if it wasn't for Kenny Wingle, I would have never even got the spot to open for Kyle. So I owe everything to Kenny for, you know, putting a word in for me, you know, watching my video and was like, hey, this dude lives there. Hook him up. So big, big shout out to Kenny Wingle. Thank you so much. So, yeah, that was fun, man. One last time, thanks to everybody for making that successful. Unfortunately, my wife was in New York City and she couldn't be there, but I had a great time. And looking forward to the next one, which will be September 8th. So put that in your calendars if anyone from Charlottesville is listening. September 8th, the Southern open mic hosted by me. Come on out. So I'm sorry it's late, but we're going to jump right in. And, you know, I've been trying to stay away from the cop stuff, man. I felt like everyone's been burnt out and bummed out by it, but it just seems like it never stops. You know, there's always a new case, a new situation that's very unique and very different from the last one. In this situation, we had a young African-American woman, a black woman who was stopped for not signaling properly. I hate that word. Gets into a verbal altercation with a police officer, is subsequently arrested, and ends up dead in jail 3 days later. And a lot of the talk is like, should he have? Yeah, Jesus Christ! I'm not starting this over again. Should she have been arrested to begin with? I'm not going to edit that out. You can just laugh at it. Here's the thing. I didn't even want to watch the video because I was just so sick and tired of all this shit with cops. And it's tough, man. I have cop friends, like good friends, man. And I get sick of it. I think we all are, man. It's just there has to be a solution to this, man. I mean, there has to be something we can do to knock out all this bullshit, man. Because, look, I get it. You know, I watched the video. It seems like the guy is really looking for some type of, you know, in my opinion, just some type of exchange verbally. Did he want to get into a fight? I don't know. I don't think so. But I don't know who is happy about getting pulled over. Okay? I don't know anyone that likes being pulled over. So I think to a certain degree everyone's irritated or upset or nervous about it because like, ah shit, I was doing 90. But when you ask someone like, hey, you look like you have an attitude, do you have a problem? You look irritated. Cop or not, when you ask someone that, when you can verbally, you know, visually see someone's upset, ask them if they have an attitude, they seem irritated, what's your problem? When you ask that, and they respond to you with an attitude, when you already thought they had an attitude, you can't get mad because you already saw it. You saw they had an attitude. And then you ask them, like, what's your problem? What are you mad about when you're getting pulled over? The person's going to be a little irritated. So it's like, if you didn't want to hear the answer, you shouldn't have asked. I don't think you can get mad when someone has an attitude and you approach them by saying that you see that they have an attitude or it seems like they have an attitude. And then they give you that attitude that you saw. Then this whole little, you know, I'll say this. Yes. Should she have put the cigarette out? Yeah. Just like when a cop comes to your window, you turn your music down. If I was a smoker, I would probably put my cigarette out. That's me. Now, does she have to? I don't know the law. But to me, he didn't have an issue with it before. So when she explains why she's upset, he doesn't like that. Now all of a sudden, he needs to gain control of the situation. He needs to show that he's the authority here. I need you to put that out for my he couldn't think of the word health or whatever word he wanted to use. Because if this dude honestly had an issue with the cigarette, he would have said something before. Where this video picks up, he's already written the ticket from what it seems like. So they've already had an exchange. And if he really had an issue with the cigarette, as soon as he walked back up, he would have saw the cigarette and go, hey, you need to put that cigarette out. So right there, I think the whole put the cigarette thing out is just a means to establish control and dominance over a person. It was a pure psychological thing. I'm going to take control. And I already mentioned that I think this person has an attitude. They responded to me. They gave me some attitude. Now I'm going to tell them what to do and make this shit worse. Yes, she could have put the cigarette out, but at the same time, he could have wrote the ticket and just fucking walked away. But no, he got upset when she didn't want to put it out. Now he wants to pull her out the car. Escalated for no reason, I think, on both sides. Look, I understand, man, and I said this 1,000 times on Facebook on this. I get it, man. It's a tough job. It's a dangerous job. But people don't have to kiss police officers' asses, man. They don't. And I hear so many, if she just would have did this, like CNN. The guy was like, she's dead because she was arrogant. It's just like, yeah, who the fuck do you think you are, man? I get it. You know, you uphold the law. I applaud that. We need police officers. But you're not a god. People are going to give you attitude. Your job is to interact with people when they've either broken the law, they lost someone, they lost something. It's usually never good when you're talking to the police, when police are talking to people. Why should we have to bow down? Yes, show people respect. I've been in situations where I had police trying to bait me into an argument. It's like, it's not going to happen, man. It's not going to happen. It's not going to end up good. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're absolutely right, sir. Yes, sir. I'll even just agree with everything. Oh, you're just agreeing to be, why are you being obnoxious? It's like, I'm not. I'm just answering the questions. So you can be damned if you do, damned if you don't. We just need to stop acting like there isn't a police problem in this country. We need to stop. And it's just so weird to me that some people are allowed to be rebels. Others need to be completely compliant. The people who are allowed to be rebels are saw as patriots. The people who aren't, their problems. The whole Cliven Bundy thing a couple years ago. Dude's illegally grazing his animals on federal property. He doesn't want to listen to the Fed cops. You got people from militias coming out drawing weapons, sniper rifles on cops, and people saw these individuals as patriots. I don't get it. I understand it's a tough job, man, but you're supposed to be a professional. You are there to de-escalate situations. That's your job. Everybody wants to go home at the end of the night. So I'm sick of the cops just want to go home. Everyone wants to go home. Just like people say cops don't go, I'm going to kill somebody today. Most people don't go, I'm going to kill a cop today. And then you got people who want to justify her death because she lipped off. That's not how it works, man. Just because you get in trouble doesn't mean you can get your ass whooped. If you're not doing anything to endanger anyone, yourself, police, you can't just get beat up for talking back. You can't. You shouldn't. She could have easily put the cigarette out. Just to be honest, I know some black folks going to turn their nose up at that shit. Or some, you know, hippie liberal chicks, white chicks. But she could have put it out. She could have. Is there a law saying she doesn't have to? I don't know. But if there's not, then she really didn't have to. And that's the thing, too. There are certain people that want people to bow down to authority all the time. But those same people love to buck up. But everybody else, because it's not them, when they see a situation like this, well, she should just listen. Just listen, and you won't end up dead 3 days later. And then they said she hanged herself. Really? Started a new job. You get arrested. You're so distraught, you're going to end your life over a traffic stop. I don't know. Sounds fishy to me. So, I don't know what to think other than you shouldn't die because you talk back to the police. You shouldn't even die if you fight back. Now, if you fighting back with guns and shit, of course, you open that door. But if it get a little scrappy, there's no reason to get killed. You shouldn't die. Because you resisted arrest? I can't believe that people feel like once you break the smallest law, then you open yourself up to death. Hey, that's what you get. Sorry. Just have no respect for human life, man. It bothers me. You know who else is bothering me? Fucking Ronda Rousey, man. Ronda Rousey. She's like the female Floyd Mayweather with no money. I can't. And I respect her as a fighter, but it's just like she talks way too much shit. Way too much shit to be a female. I'm sorry. Ohio State football player, you know, gave her a compliment. You know, I'm turned on, but I'm afraid of her at the same time. Is that right? And she's like, yeah, you know, you kind of should be. That's how it should be. Because it takes a real man to look like a man standing next to me. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? You're a woman. It's like, you're talking shit to an entire sex. that can't even fight you. That you can't even fight. What do you mean? It takes a real man to look like a man next to me. Bitch, we are men. You're not a man. I don't care how tough you are, how many other chicks that you beat up. You're not a man. No man looks like less of a man next to you because you're ripped. You're a female. So disrespectful. Almost some classic chick shit. It's just like, I can talk shit to all these men because they can't fight me. And don't get it twisted. I'm not saying I don't think she's a hell of a fighter. In phenomenal shape. She's an elite athlete. She could probably kick most men's asses. But guess what? We'll never know because we can't hit women. You think somebody's really going to talk? And then she talks shit to Floyd. How does it feel to have a woman beat you? It's just like, come on, man. You really think you would fight Floyd Mayweather? You're good, but you're good. But you're not so good that you're fighting men in your weight class. Let's just get that straight. If you were that good, you would fight dudes your own weight. You can't. It's a lose-lose situation. Because if you get in there with the dude and he beats the shit out of you, people are like, I can't believe that dude beat up Ronda Rousey. And then you'll have all these male MMA dudes come and kick your ass. But then you get in there and you lose to her. Like, see, look at her. She beat you. It's a lose-lose. It's like, why are you egging people on? Why are you talking shit to somebody who can't even fight you? That shit makes me so, I don't even know why it makes me so mad. Ugh. I don't even, yeah. Am I wrong for saying that? Am I wrong? I kind of hope she loses now when she goes to Brazil, man. I just want to see her lose. I really do. And before I get out of here, man, I'm excited. Last Comic Standing started this yesterday, last night. I'm excited, man. I have a few friends on there, some folks that I've worked with in the past that I feel are very, very funny, and they deserve the opportunity to showcase their skills to the nation. And my boy Ricardo Flanagan is on this season, so please make sure you check it out. The dude's funny. Tweet him, Father Flanagan, when you're watching the show. Let him know you think he's funny. You know, tweet to Ricardo. Let him know, man, that he's doing his thing. Hopefully this will get him some more notoriety that he deserves, and we'll see him out there in the clubs. If you like him, man, text your shoot your local comedy club a tweet. Hey, we need Father Flanagan. Bring us Ricardo Flanagan. I want to see Ricardo Flanagan in my city. You got Jason Williams. You got Ambrose Jones, who I never met, but we're friends on Facebook. The dude's hilarious. I worked with Jason Williams a few months ago. The dude's super cool, funny. And I want to see all my comic brethren and sisters do well. And best of luck to everybody out there. I hope it advances your career. You get out there and make a lot more money. You build up your fan base, and step closer to your dream of being a nationally known comedian, making the big bucks. So I guess I'm going to wrap up. Not my strongest episode. Will I record another one? I don't know. But thanks to everybody for listening. I appreciate it. I know I have some other stuff that I wanted to talk about. And I thought about it last week, and I never wrote it down. I forgot. Hopefully I'll remember. It'll be on the next episode. Look, hey, I can't knock them all out the park. I think I want to do a mini series, if you want to call it that, of open letters. And I think I might have mentioned this before. I want to do an open letter to black women. I think that's going to be my next episode, is an open letter to black women. So be on the lookout for that. And there's a show. That's a show. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, at Chris Allen Comedy, and Instagram, at Chris Allen Comedy, A-L-A-N, NegroPleaseRadio at gmail.com for emails that I get all the time. So that's it, y'all. Y'all be cool, and see y'all next week. Peace.